Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. If this episode of Soundcheck smells funny, it's because it's old. In fact, it's from 2017. But at least it still sounds good. From the studios of WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and keyboardist Shilpa Ray has been on the music scene for about a decade now, and when I say on the scene, I mean both as a performer and as an observer. Her forthcoming record, called Shilpa Ray, Stars as Door Girl, is inspired by her years working the door at the downtown Manhattan club called Pianos. The album goes through many different musical moods, but I would describe much of the record as 1960s girl group's evil twin. Here's an example. The song is called Shilpa Ray's Got a Heart Full of Dirt. It's Shilpa Ray and her band live on Soundcheck.
Comes upon him. Here comes a point of no return. Woohoo, in the rhyme and walks around backwards. Point of no return. Yeah, who in the rhyme and walks around backwards. Point of no return. Yeah, who? Here comes a point of no return. Yeah, who? Don't remember me.
That is Shilpa Ray and her band live here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Shilpa Ray's Got a Heart Full of Dirt. Despite which, Shilpa, it's great to have you back with us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
And the band featuring Lynn Wright on guitar and Turner Stow on bass, both doing some backing vocals there, and Rich Hutchins behind our drum kit here in the studio. So the album, Shilpa, is called Door Girl. How long have you been working the door at pianos?
For many, many years. It's like 8 years.
And what does that mean to be the door person? You're not the bouncer, are you?
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
We have to work with security a lot. So I basically got hired because I knew the GM for a really long time, and he really wanted someone who could project their voice and could speak Jersey, and I can do both. So that's how I got the job.
There is a lot of projecting of your voice on this record, as there have been in past records. Do you take care of it? I mean, you do a lot of screaming.
Yeah. I used to be a lot more on top of taking care of my voice. I don't know. I guess now I'm a little looser. I also stopped smoking, so it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
When you smoke, you do have to take extra care of your voice because you are giving it this other battle that it has to go through.
Yeah.
But after extensive touring and recording and stuff, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had a post-election problem with chain smoking, and I had to record demos, and I want to be able to sing my own songs, so I had to quit.
Yeah. Well, working as the door girl, you see kind of the best and the worst of the city, I would think. I
mean,
you do see people who are trying to be creative, you know, but then you also see, you know, some slices of life that are a little darker.
Yeah, I think that's the case in the service industry in New York in general. I remember somebody giving me the comment, I don't know, people complain about all sorts of things here, but he was just like, I just want a waiter who's a waiter. I don't want a waiter who's an actor, a waiter who's a musician or a painter. He just has to be a waiter. And I was, good luck. It doesn't happen here. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what era he wanted to swim back to, but it's not going to happen. So.
The days of, when the waiters would have like little bars on the sleeves of their uniform, and each bar denoted like 5 years of service.
Sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's a bygone New York.
It is a bygone New York, for sure.
But the sound of this record, within the first four tracks, we've gone from this kind of 60s girl group thing to a song where you're rapping to another song which is like a full-on punk rave. Where is musical home for you at this point?
You know, it's interesting, people are calling the girl group thing out a lot. I think it's because I'm a girl, but what I originally based it off of was doo-wop, because I was looking for indigenous sounds to New York City, because I got into a fight I get into fights a lot. I got into a fight with a fellow musician about whether or not New York has native music, or is it just transplants that bring things to New York? And my point of view is that it does have native music. It does have something in it that gives it a New York sound, regardless of who's coming from where. So I wanted to prove that point. So all the music in Door Girl is based off of stuff that started in New York City or in the New York area.
Right, which of course punk and rap did.
Mm-hmm. And noise too.
And
there's
noise.
New York noise.
Right. Disco also started in New York.
This is true.
And although doo-wop also started on the street corners of New York, I mean, the 60s, that girl group thing, those kind of harmonies, doo-wop was an a cappella thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's when you added the Phil Spector wall of sound to it.
Oh, yeah, it has that.
That's
Phil Spector's also New York.
Yeah.
That's a real building. That's New York, yeah.
So, yeah. Now, another thing, you can parse the lyrics of some of these songs for days on end. The line, I can't breathe, appears twice, just as a kind of a literal sort of, you know, I'm having trouble catching my breath, you know, one song. But in the other song, it's definitely in its kind of current political context. So how wide angle was this photo of New York for you?
The Eric Garner thing was a big deal for me because it was the first time I had seen a city come together and go through marches, but also see the side of it that was completely neglectful of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wrote most of that because I wanted to show two sides of the coin where you're in a I was in a laundromat when I saw the footage and I was completely in shock. And then having to go to work a few hours later and no one seemed bothered by it except for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that's a very New York thing where you are constantly in your own bubbles. You're passing through different types of bubbles, but it is very fragmented how you live during a day here. Yeah.
Well, and there are little moments on the record that you almost have to be a New Yorker. The title Add Value, Add Time.
Add Time, yeah.
Which anyone who has ever gone down the subway, to buy a MetroCard, that's the question you're asked. Add value or add time?
It's so philosophical, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, it's a weighted question.
Like, can't I have both?
That's also the other New Yorker. Can I have it all?
Right, right. We're speaking with Shilpa Ray, and Shilpa and the band are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song for us?
Sure.
All right. This one's called EMT, Police and the Fire Department, from Shilpa Ray and the band.
On the Lower East Side. The air was so thick, you can cut it with a knife. And the crowds were so thick, it would make you want to cut them with a knife. The rats and the roaches crawling out in droves straight out of the sewage pipes. And sanitation may have even been on strike. It was the night when someone called the EMT, the police, and the fire department. EMT, police, 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 the fire department. It was the time you got your stomach pumped and find the bullshit Long Island is tea. Oh, when you yuppies think I'm drunk ass punks and pulled heads from a surgery. Police, the fire department.
Shilpa Ray and her band with EMT, Police, and the Fire Department from Door Girl. Shilpa Ray singing and playing keyboards, Lynn Wright on guitar, Rich Hutchins behind the drums, Turner Stow on bass. Shilpa, how much of the storytelling in these songs is kind of ripped from true life observations at the club over the years?
Well, this is a prime example of one of them.
So that really did happen, that someone called
all three services. Three showed up. It was really, it was one of the craziest nights I think I'd ever witnessed. But also, I mean, there's just wild things that happen over the course of time. And it's a bar, and it's open late, and you're going to see stuff that you never thought you would witness. But also, it's like I'm coming from the point of view of sobriety, because I'm not drinking. And so everybody else around me is completely wasted and, you know, incoherent. And I have to manage, along with the staff, how to maneuver that every night. So, yeah.
And so the song Manhattanoid Creepazoid is kind of about, you know, the men who prey on the the tottering drunken girl in her high heels and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be hard to watch and not get, like, really invested and involved in.
I've learned not to interfere because you get yourself into some pretty big messes because of that. But, yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this song, EMT Police Fire Department, I mean, it sounds like an older New York, you know? It's like first wave New York punk. And the scene is like something right out of CBGB's 1977, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you couldn't know because you wouldn't have been around then.
But I listened
but
to
it. But I was.
Yeah, you were.
Because I am just
predominantly
that
the kind
old.
Of music I listen to. So that influence definitely carried just from listening to records.
Yeah.
But that feeling is still there. I know I said New York has changed a lot, and it has, definitely. But the chaos is still there.
You seem to have been drawn towards the dark corners, not just of the Lower East Side, but of the music world, you know? We talked about this years ago, the first time you were here, that growing up in your house, your Indian parents didn't want you listening to Western music, and you were drawn to, like, you know, it was Velvet Underground and Joy Division and the Goths and sort of the darker. That just appeals to you? That
you know, I think it's because of the minor key, and there's a lot of that in Indian music, and I have a feeling that is probably why I listen to a lot of stuff like that. And I think a lot of the darker sounding music that comes out of Western culture is just more similar to what I was listening to when I was a kid with my parents. So it just is more familiar to me.
Well, I can't help but notice that you're not playing your traditional Indian harmonium on this record or here today. It's a good old Western electric keyboard. Do you still play those old Indian songs on the harmonium?
Yeah, I actually started on the side just doing noise pieces and stuff with harmonium, which is
really
kind of fun. It's a different approach to it. I did one up in Hudson.
At the Basilica?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I think like a lot of musicians, we get bored with our instruments sometimes and it's time to switch it up. And also the harmonium has no place in the history of New York music. So
So you're going to find one for it.
You're going to find one for it still. That hasn't worked itself out yet in this album.
Well, there's certainly a lot to listen for here anyway. And one of the things is a kind of curious tension between the actual content of the lyrics and the sound of the songs. I love when this happens, like when dark lyrics, you know, like Morning Terror, Nights of Dread is set to like a kind of poppy, irresistible beat. And then this next song you're going to do for us is full of images of like sunlight and laughter and stuff, but it's a pretty dark and melancholy tune.
Yeah, it is. The song is called My World Shatters by the BQE, and I live really close to the BQE, so my apartment shakes.
For folks who are watching from outside New York, Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Oh, there you go.
Much loathed.
Yeah.
But I got to say, tremendously useful
road. Yes, there's no other way to get around. It was the only thing we would give Oppenheim. Yeah, my apartment shakes, for real, while the trucks roll by. So it's weird when you sleep at night and you hear a lot of noise. And I just wrote about that.
Is it weirder when the traffic has stopped and you don't hear all that rumbling and the kind of shh of the traffic outside your
I'm
window?
I'm definitely one of those people that can't really sleep well in the countryside.
Yeah.
I need people fighting outside my window and stuff. I do. It comforts me.
Well, job done.
Yeah. I need trucks rolling by and a crowd. Yeah.
Let's hear the song. It's called My World Shatters by the BQE. It's from the forthcoming record by Shilpa Ray called Door Girl. But here's another live performance by the band here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Well, that is really a remarkable live performance of a song from Shilpa Ray's forthcoming album called Door Girl. And Shilpa, I thought the song was called My World Shatters by the BQE, but yes, on the record it simply says BQE.
So, does it really? Whoa.
Yeah, it just says BQE on the vinyl. Okay. Well,
we gotta fire somebody.
Shilpa Ray singing, playing the keyboard, and in the role of the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, Lynn Wright on guitar, Rich Hutchins on drums, Turner Stow on bass, and really just the collision of the two worlds, the tonal and the atonal, it works so well in this song.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that too. Yeah. I like the contrast between the two.
Well, Shilpa, great to see you again. Congratulations on the new record.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org. This is